Hi guys, this is Everness Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the job interview. So I've had this one on my mind for a little while. Please forgive the background noise. There's construction going on outside, and I just can't do anything about it. This is the aftercare for people who enjoy non-consent audios. As usual, I don't really script these out, so I'm hoping to be able to make it through this just kind of ad hoc. I'd like to provide these aftercares to you guys in particular. I mean, I provide aftercare to both, right? But the reason I provide aftercare targeted at you, you being a person who presumably enjoys non-consent content, is that, well, for this one, there's two reasons. The first is sort of that evergreen reason that I will always have, which is that I feel like we do a lot of aftercare for people who aren't into it, right? We say, oh, it's okay to not be into this, and you're safe, and like nothing bad's going to happen to you, and all that stuff, right? Which is all very valid. And we don't really do enough stopping to reaffirm that it is okay, right? I think it's... I think it's inherent, in a way, by the fact that we're posting it in the first place, for those of you who enjoy this to enjoy, right? But I like being able to take a moment and just tell you, for lack of a better phrase, face-to-face, right? I think mouth-to-ear just sounds weird. face-to-face, like human-to-human, I guess, that... it's okay for you to be into this idea of power play, non-consent, right? Dubious consent, whatever, right? Whatever you're going to call it. And that's sort of the second thing, but before I go there, right? Like, if you enjoyed this audio, for the sake of it having, you know, power elements, elements of questionable consent, and you liked that about it, then good. You know, I made this for you. and that's something I enjoy thinking about. This was a script that I wrote a very long time ago. This was originally posted December of 2016, so that's about 5 years ago now. I lost the original version of the recording for this audio, which is why I re-recorded it. I happened to find the script lying around, and I just wanted to share it. So, I guess that, you know, like, there are elements that I enjoy about this, right? Like, there's that sort of, like, degradation element where, like, the speaker is telling the listener, like, oh, I'm gonna use you, you're the office whore, all this stuff, right? And, you know... that's something that I'm interested in a roleplay scenario, both from, like, both the giving and receiving end, right? Like, I always talk about this, but it's like, you make the audios you want to hear, right? As a switch, one would generally make the kind of audios that they would want to hear. Yeah, so the first part of this is really just, like, if you liked this, right? Like, getting thrown against a table and, like, ordered around, like, that's great. And, like, being in the other position also very cool, right? Like, so I just wanted to take some time and appreciate those of you who are into this kind of content. Which brings me to my second point. When I say this kind of content, I'm, of course, referring to non-consent. This is an interesting one because I didn't intend this when I wrote this, in 2016, you know, four years ago, that my intent wasn't really for it to be a non-consensual scenario, right? Like, my original intent in writing this was, like, the listener was going to realize immediately what was going on and be like, oh, fuck yeah, I want to fuck this guy in a suit. Like, there we got a powerful man who's going to, like, financially, like, hold... some degree of power over me. Like, I want that, right? Because again, I think back then we just kind of assumed that people were going to be into the audios that they were clicking on. Hmm. I think I actually had to take this down when I posted it originally, because I actually didn't tag it with rape, because I was so kind of zeroed in on, like, oh, fuck yeah, like, power play, I'm into this, right? Like, from the receiving standpoint, and the mods were very right. They were like, oh, you have to tag this with rape, and I was like, oh, you know what, you're right, I didn't even consider it from that angle, right? That, again, this all took place 4 years ago. I think there is a single mod on GWA currently that was a mod at that time. Yes, that's correct. And so I thought it would be really good for us to talk about that. Like, as you know, I only do these aftercares for audios that I tag with rape. And even though, you know, there's a path through which you could listen to this audio and treat it completely as a consensual one, I do strongly feel that this does deserve the tag rape. So I'd like to talk a little bit about consent and also the tag itself, right? So I think last time we did a out of character aftercare, I talked about this like meme I found. It's not a meme, it's just a picture, it's just an image. I forget who tweeted it. It was several weeks ago at this point, which is an eternity. But I found the image and I saved it to go through for this time. It says a lot of things. It says, no means no. Stop means no. I'm tired means no. Not now means no. I'm not sure means no. I don't know means no. I'm not ready means no. No does not mean convince me. If it's not a yes, it's not consent, right? So, like, what I'm getting at here is, like, coercion, right? If you have to, like, convince somebody into giving you consent, like, that doesn't really count, right? Like, it's something that's given, not, like, negotiated. And really, like, what happened in this audio, in the purest terms, I guess, right, was a negotiation, right? Oh. You didn't come in here with the intent of doing this, and now we're gonna do it because I have power over you, right? There's a power dynamic between the speaker and the listener. Oh, my headphones are falling apart. I'll buy new ones soon. Too much rape audio. I wear my headphones while I make the audios, and sometimes I throw myself around a bit. There's a power dynamic in this, right? And the fact that it's, you know, like, the speaker and the listener aren't on equal grounds as far as, like, the amount of power that they hold in giving these sort of orders, right? So I think even though it's pretty easy, it would be easy for one to listen to this audio and, like, quote-unquote give consent, I think it's very important that we use this tag, right, for two reasons. One, this is the most important reason, right, to avoid triggering people who, you know, have been victims of power dynamics and, you know, would actually identify, like, without, like, first and foremost, right? Like, I didn't think of it that way, my, you know, 4 years ago, but, you know, there are people who would listen to this and in a heartbeat, like, identify it as rape, right? And that's something that I've since then, you know, I didn't get in, like, trouble for anything. The mods were just kind of like, oh, tag this, and I was like, oh, you're right, my bad. I was very fortunate, I think, that, you know, the soap was a lot smaller and it moved a lot slower back then, so it got caught before, you know, anybody clicked on it, really. But, so, like, the most important thing, right, is to be conscious of the people who have been through, have actually had negative experiences with power dynamics, right? And to respect that and to protect those people and their feelings. And then the second thing is just, I think it's a good opportunity to raise a little bit of awareness about, like, what consent is and isn't, right? Like, you and I, right, you, the listener, being somebody who's into non-consent, like, we can talk about being into this kind of thing all day long, right? But, like, at the end of the day, like, what we're doing here is fantasy, right? And something like this in real life would not be okay, you know? Like there was a really good post I saw a long time ago where it was like, we have this like image of like women sleeping their way to the top, or like women like using sex to like get what they want in a job, right? But at the end of the day, like the post was just like, is it that, or is it that, you know, like men hold power over women and are willing to like, for lack of a better word, like extort them for things that they should be able to earn without having to, you know, use sex, right? And again, like, I'm getting a little bit away from what the original purpose of this aftercare is, right? Which is to affirm and comfort you, right? I'm kind of on a soapbox at the moment. But this is important, and I think this should be important for all of us, right? To acknowledge that, like, that this is a fantasy, but, like, this kind of thing in real life, like, cannot fly, right? Like, if somebody actually treats you this way during a job interview, I'd be really concerned for your safety. And then second off, I'd be like, well, that's not okay at all. Like, you know, so again, I got a little bit away from myself, but I think that's an important topic for us to touch upon. And I'm sorry, I want to make sure that it's clear that I'm not, you know, like, shaming anybody for being into this. You know, I made this audio, so clearly I am also into this, and I don't think it should be shamed. I think this kind of play in a fantasy environment where, you know, like, people understand what they're getting into and they have the option to sort of back out, like, and protect themselves is awesome, right? I think it's awesome that we have a space here on GW where we're able to make these kinds of things and explore these kinds of spaces. And I think it's awesome that if you're out there listening to this, that, you know, you showed up and listened to this. So now that I have completed my ramble about consent and power dynamics, you know, and I'm sure there are so many things that I didn't cover about it. I'm not an expert on these things. I'm just a guy, but it's important. But to get back to where I started from, thank you for listening to this. You know, when you guys come out and go like, oh yeah, I love this kind of stuff. I love the rape and like the force or like the manipulation or the deviousness, right? That like that helps me too, right? So I think it's really nice that we have a place where we're able to affirm each other. Because, you know, everybody has different reasons for being into it, right? For some people, it helps them process trauma. For some people, it, like, helps them express emotions, right? Like, there's so many incredible things about being able to explore and express here. You being into non-consensual content is part of that and absolutely deserves to be affirmed and validated. So, you are valid. Not that you need to hear that from me, you know, like my validation to you shouldn't really mean that much. I'm literally just a stranger on the internet, but for what it's worth, thanks, you know, being into this stuff helps me too, because it is something that's easy for us to shame ourselves about, and, you know, sometimes I get stuck in that hole, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just, like, a misogynist for, like, being into this kind of thing. I don't know. So I think as long as we're conscious about, you know, the stuff that we talked about, right? Like making sure we respect consent in real life, I think it's great that you show up and you enjoy this. I think that's awesome. And I really appreciate, you know, you didn't have to spend 20 minutes listening to me, you know, sitting here doing the thing that I do, but you did, so I appreciate that, and thank you a lot, oh my god, Agonwords, thank you so much. And that's pretty much everything I had to say for this one. Take care. Bye.